This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Headed to the airport this morning as my wife was taking me for yet one more flight. She said, "Don't you get tired of this?" And I said, "Well, I would if I didn't get to meet and visit with so many great folks on farms and ranches all over the United States. Every week, I'm with farmers. For example, I'll be at World Dairy Expo the next couple of days, Madison, Wisconsin, with people who milk cows. And then next week, I'll be in Oregon, Illinois, and in eastern Arkansas. One common denominator of these visits these days is the challenge that farmers have finding efficiencies wherever and whenever they can in this kind of an ag economy. Well, the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they want to try to help by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns. From Mystic JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils to the JT6 grease to the Mystic JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid, the Mystic Legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions and to take some of that pressure off your shoulders. Lubrication domination, they call it. Mystic. Visit their website, mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. We Americans love our fast food. Now, we do love it a little less as we age. This is according to a new survey by the Centers for Disease Control that showed that between 2013 and 2016, more than 36% of adults, that's more than one in three, consumed fast food on any given day. 45% of adults ages 20 to 39 ate fast food, while only 24% of us over 60 had fast food as a meal or snack. From This Week in Agribusiness, a longtime Washington lobbyist for farmers says he's never seen the atmosphere in Washington so bitter. Jay Truitt, who once was a governmental affairs expert for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the smartphone is behind some of this. In an interview with me, Jay said, people in hearing rooms in Washington, including the lawmakers, are busy checking their devices constantly, rather than listening intently to what is being said. The smartphone becomes a wedge. Truitt says friends of his of all political persuasions, who have historically agreed to disagree, now through texts and emails, become more disagreeable. And he says the nutrition title is a big block in getting a new farm bill, but Jay says it's a very big block for the farm bill. Jay Truitt's visit with me on how Washington has changed can be heard on my Twitter account, Twitter at Max Armstrong. What's this about a reborn Toys R Us? Well, don't expect that a new store will pop up where your old one was, but the financial firms that carved up Toys R Us are going to resurrect that iconic brand. They own these financial firms, do. The brand names, the intellectual property. Jeffrey may live on, they say, that giraffe mascot for Toys R Us. I wonder if they can resurrect Stretch Armstrong. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.